EDC was in Guinea for 10 years, and in that time, what we did was address a nation's entire primary education system. We were asked to help with reforming the curriculum, but also asked to help with reforming the ways in which the curriculum was delivered. Guinea was interested in ways in which we teach in this country as opposed to traditional ways that are used in Guinea or the French strategies, which are a little different. We used different technologies. We melded radio both for teacher training and delivery of lessons with face-to-face strategies. We set up cluster schools. We had regular teacher training. We looked at ways in which you could move trainers around rather than moving lots and lots of teachers. I mean, thousands of teachers can't be moved easily or at low cost. It's a big barrier to training. So we looked at ways to get past that. The project also looked at educational finance, data collection, issues around decentralization. We trained all of the teachers in the country many times over over the course of the 10 years. The main outcome was an interesting one. We've seen in many countries, Ethiopia, Ghana, Nigeria, Uganda, Malawi, where increases in enrollments have gone along with decreases in learning. The system wasn't able to withstand increased enrollments. That didn't happen in Guinea. Learning went up, but the numbers of people that we reached doubled. And I think that's a real accomplishment. The strategies, the mixture of the use of technologies, savvy ways to train people as often as regularly as possible, mixing technology and face-to-face training, the whole broad slate of reforms and improvements, they work. And increases in learning, but huge increases in enrollment were the result.